If you've been listening to our broadcast today, then you are aware that we had a conversation about taxes. And there are many questions out there about the tax profile for 2017 and beyond. The reason for those questions has to do with possible policy changes with reference to income tax rates. For example, promises have been made that the health care tax, which is a very substantial add-on of 3.8% for high earners, could be eliminated. Now, we don't know whether it will be or not, but it's been discussed. Elimination of the health care tax. It's also been discussed to reduce the corporate income tax rate. Right now, it's at a top rate of 35, an effective rate of 26. It's been discussed moving that down below even the effective rate to a lower top rate, which would also reduce the effective rate. We've heard talk about the possibility of reducing income taxes in all tax brackets. There may be some offsets to possible income tax reductions, offsets such as reducing or eliminating the ability of corporations to deduct interest on their tax return, on their corporate tax return. Right now, we have thousands of companies that have loans outstanding, they've borrowed money and issued bonds, borrowed it from the bank, whatever. It's borrowed money, and they pay interest on that borrowed money, and they write that interest off on their tax return. There has been discussion of eliminating that deduction for interest paid on borrowed money by corporations, interest paid on bank loans, interest paid on bonds that are outstanding. That is a major potential development. We don't know. So there are a lot of discussions out there as to what could happen with the tax code. There is discussion about the possibility of capping the deductibility of mortgage interest. How many people around the country have mortgage loans that allow them to deduct interest on large mortgages, not uncapped, but mortgages up to $1 million. Well, there's talk about capping the amount of interest, dollar amount of interest that is paid on a mortgage. We don't know. These are all, call them trial balloons, call them campaign promises, call them campaign trial balloons. Call them campaign balloons, if you like. The only thing that matters is these are items that have been discussed, but we don't know. Now, how are we going to find out what tax policy is going to be right now in 2017 on the return that you'll file next year for this year? How are we going to find out? What will the capital gains tax rate be right now? The top capital gains tax rate at the federal level is 23.8%. Long term, I'm talking you held it for more than a year, you took a gain. 23.8 is the top federal gain. And then you can add, in most states, you can add the state tax on top of that. I'll just give you one example. Take an example like a state that has a state income tax of, let's say, 8%, 9%. You could add that on top. That brings your long-term capital gain tax up over 30%. This is what we're looking at. So question marks everywhere about tax policy right here in 2017. Now, by and large, I do not think you're going to see tax increases. There could be exceptions on certain returns due to vagaries, but by and large, across the board, we do not expect to see increases in taxes. But what will the tax rate be on corporations? What will the tax rate be on individuals? Will corporations be allowed to fully deduct, as they currently do, the interest on their loans and their bond loans? Will individuals be allowed to deduct, as they currently do, the interest on their mortgages up to $1 million? All of it. We don't know. So there are so many question marks out there. And the problem that Congress, as you know, Congress makes tax policy. The problem that Congress is going to have to wrestle with and they're going to have to resolve is how to pay for tax cuts. Now, there's an easy way to pay for tax cuts. It will have economic fallout, no doubt about it. It will have economic fallout. But there's an easy way to pay for tax cuts, and that is a tariff on imports. Now, a tariff on imports is a tax on products imported into the United States, and it's often referred to as a border adjustment tax. A border adjustment tax, by any other name, is a tax on imports, is a tariff. Now, the number that's been bandied about, again, nobody knows anything. It's all talk. The number that has been bandied about is 20% border tax. That would be a 20% tariff on imports. If it applied to all imports, it would apply to commodities. That would mean that oil imported into the United States, we import a lot of it. We import millions and millions of barrels a day of crude oil. We're nowhere near self-sufficient. We're millions and millions and barrels a day short of self-sufficient. So that oil, if it were subject to the border adjustment tax, would go up 20%. So if you imported a barrel at 50, it would be 60. For the company that bought it, presumably for purposes of refining into products that people use. Since most people don't go around with a barrel of oil in the trunk. So the bottom line in all of this would be a border adjustment tax would add a 20% border adjustment tax, if it were enacted, would add 20% to the cost of import, including commodities. Oh, wait a minute. What about cocoa? Do we grow most of our cocoa in the United States? Of course we don't. For climatological reasons that are not likely to change anytime soon, we import most of our cocoa. I suspect we import the vast majority of our cocoa. Perhaps there's a cocoa fanatic out there that can give us the figure, but I suspect it's a big percentage of our cocoa. This is just one example of a commodity, just one. Well, that cocoa, if it was coming in at, I'll make up a number, if it was coming in at $10 a measure, it would be 12 with a 20% border tax. Now, that means that the consumers in the United States would pay the tax because the price would have to go up. And when the price went up, the consumer would pay the tax. That's the way it works. The companies are not going to swallow a 20% increase in their commodity costs. It won't happen. Therefore, it's inflationary right out of the box. Will it happen? A lot of controversy about a border adjustment tax. There are a lot of people in Washington that are red-faced, yelling against a border adjustment tax. There are others that say, wait a minute, we need it to get the revenue to cut taxes. And then they say something that has not been proved. They say, it won't matter because the dollar will rally and offset it. There's no way to concretely say that the increase in the value of the dollar will offset a 20% tariff. In addition to that, if the dollar were to rise so much that it would offset such a tariff, what would that do to the U.S. export account? Well, it wouldn't do much good for the U.S. export account, would it, if the dollar skyrocketed? It's already been on a tremendous roll. So all of these crosswinds are blowing through Washington, and nobody has any answers at all, because all of this policy is drawn up in the United States Congress. So we have all of these question marks out there without answers. You can talk about them 24 hours a day. There are no answers. And of course, then there's more, which is the possibility of repatriating foreign profits. We're talking well over a trillion here, back into the United States with a minimum tax to bring the money back. There's that too. So there is a lot in play out there. No answers, but a lot in play out there. Should be fun to watch. Should be a lot of fun to watch.